More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Last year, a few hundred crisis call centers across the country replaced their 800 numbers with a simpler three-digit code. Now, since then, that number, which is the 988 National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, has answered more than 12,000 calls and texts and chats from people right here in Idaho who are experiencing a mental health crisis. Now, outside of our state, that number jumps to nearly 5 million. Joining us today to talk more about the Lifeline is Nicole Coleman, 988 Project Manager in the Department of Health and Welfare's Division of Behavioral Health. Nicole, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And just a warning for our listeners, we will be talking about really difficult subjects for the next few minutes, which includes suicide. So with that said, Nicole, can you talk to us just a little bit more about how the Lifeline works?
Yeah, absolutely. So in a little over a year ago, we switched from a 10-digit dialing code. So the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline was a 10-digit 1-800 number. And on July 16th of 2022, we switched that to a 3-digit dialing code, which is now 988, as you had mentioned. And the way that that works is it's a national hub dialing code. So I'll say slightly different than maybe the way that you would think about 911, which are usually all local dialing codes. 988 is a national dialing code. So anybody across the United States can dial 988 and be prompted with a couple options that they can choose from. Should someone not choose anything, they just automatically get routed to their local crisis call center based on their area code. So you get transferred to a live person regardless of where you are. And that was the main focus of this initial launch of 988.
Mm-hmm. So I mentioned, Nicole, that more than 12,000 people here in Idaho called the 988 number over the last year. However, I read that another 11,000 calls for help also came into the Idaho hotline.
Correct. Yeah. So the way, again, because it's a national hub, the technology set up with 988 currently is that your calls get routed based on your area code. And so if you live in Idaho and have for a few years, you know that quite a few people have moved here over the past couple years and nobody really changes their cell phone number anymore. So what we were able to gather was that we had 12 plus thousand individuals call that were routed through 988. That, I don't know, accurately captures all the people that potentially have, you know, Texas area codes, Washington, Oregon, any of our surrounding states of people that have moved in and out of Idaho. I don't know that it accurately captures all of that. Actually, I know it doesn't accurately capture all of that. But our Idaho Crisis and Suicide Hotline also has a local number. And so quite a few people still use that local number, as we've seen, as well as anybody who has transitioned calls to our, again, our Idaho Crisis and Suicide Hotline. So I'll speak for the Division of Behavioral Health specifically. In preparation for our 988 rollout statewide, the Division of Behavioral Health added an option to all of our behavioral health regional numbers that allow people to choose 988 as an option to, if they're experiencing a behavioral health crisis, to be transferred over to 988. And so some of that additional 11,000 numbers that we were talking, that you had mentioned, come from that. So not only they have a local line, they also take calls from our jails and prisons. They take the calls that come in through our behavioral health line. So there was quite a few other ways to get to our Idaho Crisis and Suicide Hotline here in Idaho. And that accounts for that other 11 plus thousand individuals.
Is that more calls that compared to before the 988 number was implemented?
It is. It's about, it's slightly over 10%. It's about 10.6% right now. Increase in call contacts that our hotline has received in the past year.
And I would assume that some of it has to be that it's just a simple number. So now people have access to that number and you can remember it.
Yes. So I agree with that. I do think that it's 988 is such an easier number to remember. Three digits is always easier to remember than 10. So we do believe that that is part of it. We also believe that it was helpful because we ran an Idaho specific 988 education campaign to just let people know that it was out there, because it's a big shift from the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline to 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. We wanted people to understand that it was still available. And our hope is that the, you know, word of mouth continues to spread so that people know that if they or a loved one is in a behavioral health crisis or experiencing a behavioral health crisis, that there are people to talk to, live people to talk to, which is incredibly important.
Nicole, how critical of a lifeline is this for someone who really is experiencing thoughts of harm or suicide?
I want to say incredibly important to know that it's there. We spent a lot of time making sure that some of our, I would say, points of access across the state have signs out to allow people to understand that 988 is there before, you know, they take any sort of action. But I don't want to assume that I know really what that's going to be. I think it would be incredibly important to hear from people with lived experience to understand, to truly understand what that means for them and what that meant for them in that moment. And I also think it's important to talk to families of survivors. So, you know, I don't want to speculate too much, but my hope is that it's incredibly useful and, again, something that they remember that is always there for them.
And before I let you go, just to clarify for folks, 988, I mean, it's nationwide. So that means it's available all throughout the state of Idaho, correct?
Correct. Anywhere you go across the nation, it's available to talk to a live crisis trained individual.
I was going to say, and that's the piece right there, a live crisis trained individual who can help someone. Nicole, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.